Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Terry. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. Now, I have another great program for you today. And listeners, what do you think? Do you believe that love happens by chance? Or what about the belief that if love is meant to be, it will just happen? Is this myth or is it reality? My guest today is Treya Timmons with over 14 years experience. Treya is a professional international matchmaker, certified dating and relationship coach, and the CEO of Success Match. Since founding her company in 2005, Treya has positively impacted the lives of over 8,000 singles. And today, she offers matchmaking services and an extremely successful date coaching program that helps singles find their life partners. Also, I have met Treya in person several times at conferences, listeners, and she is knowledgeable and great. So if you want more information about Treya or you're single and looking for your match, go to successmatch.ch. So welcome to the program, Treya. Great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here. And thank you for the great introduction.
Absolutely. And it's so nice to talk with you again. Yes. Now, before we get started with the topic today, tell us what motivated you to become a matchmaker and a dating coach?
All right. So my educational background is actually in political science and international relations. So I'm actually a UC Berkeley graduate. I've always worked in HR and I always worked in the front office of HR. So recruitment, basically. And the last part of my career in the private sector was as a headhunter. And when I interviewed people, so I always worked with highly educated, strong, smart, very international people. And when I interviewed them, I always didn't only ask them like, you know, what did you study? What experience do you have? But also, you know, what are your passions? And what is your, you know, personal situation? Do you have a family? And I found that many professionals had actually amazing lives. They had everything in life and were very successful. But the one area they weren't successful in was in their personal life. So then 14 years ago, I actually decided to make a switch because I saw there was a real need in the market for a good service that helps people, like a personalized service that really helps people, yeah, find their life partners.
Yeah. I love that story, Treya. And I didn't know that story, that journey. And we know that relationships are so important to overall health and well-being. So such an important service. So tell listeners where you're located and what types of clients you see.
Yes. So where I'm located. So I'm mostly located in Switzerland, in Geneva. But as you probably know, I travel quite a lot. I have a husband who works for the UN and he travels a lot. I have three young adult children that also live in different parts of the world. Right now, I'm actually in the Netherlands. This weekend, I'll be in Paris. So I move quite a lot. My clientele is almost as international as I am.
I like that.
Yeah, so I work with really highly successful executives, I would say.
Right. Now, and you said you're married because you talked about your husband. And so I just have to ask you the question that I ask everyone who works with making relationships better and finding love? And I get this question all the time as well, Treya. How does being a matchmaker, and at least for you, and a dating coach, impact or affect your own marriage, your own relationship? You know, people ask me, oh, Dr. Terry, you must have a perfect marriage. And I always say no. And so I ask you the same question. How does all that affect you?
Yeah, so like you, I also don't have a perfect marriage.
Or no one does, right?
There is no such thing as, you know, a perfect partner or a perfect anything. We're all, you know, perfectly imperfect human beings. Mm-hmm. And so, but what is positive is that, I really value my marriage and my relationship and also my partner. It's also a motivating factor for me that knowing what a relationship means and what it can be like to really want to help my clients also experience this. And so it is definitely a positive factor to my personal relationship with my husband as well.
Right. And I agree with you so much, Treya. When we are working with clients and people who are trying to find love, who are trying to improve their relationship, we appreciate our own experiences and our own partners and relationships so much more. And I also get to what I would call use some of my strategies that I find in my long-term research on couples on my husband as well. So not only can I say that it's research-based than the strategies, but that it works in my own personal life. And I'm sure that's the same for you. So, okay, the topic of today's show is myth or reality. Love happens by chance. And I know listeners are waiting patiently to know the answer. Is that a myth or is it reality?
So you would like me to let you know whether it's a myth or reality.
Exactly.
Okay. So, yeah, I come across this a lot with singles that I encounter who, when they contact me, sometimes have been single for years. And, it's really when you ask them, like, what have you done so far to find love? They're like, well, you know, I've been busy with work and I sort of believe that it would somehow happen, that it would happen by chance. And so they wait and they wait and another year goes by and another year goes by. And anybody that knows me, and a lot of people that knows me, because I also do webinars and events for singles, I always urge people to get proactive in their search for the right partner. And so so it is a total myth that it just all happens by chance. And the interesting thing is that sometimes then people tell me, well, Treya, you say we have to become proactive, but my cousin Susie, she wasn't even looking for a partner and she met her husband standing in line at the grocery store. Or my colleague Tom, by luck, by chance, he was sitting on the ski lift next to this lovely lady and now they're engaged. So, you know, they were just sort of lucky. And this whole thing about luck in finding your partner, I studied this a little bit because I use this concept also in my coaching programs, like how can we get more lucky in love? Like how can we get more lucky in finding our partner? And so I came across a book that is called The Luck Factor, and it's written by a Dr. Richard Wiseman. And he said that luck is not a magical ability or a gift from the gods, but it's really a way of thinking and behaving. And I found this really fascinating, this whole concept. So what he said, and this is also the basis of my whole coaching program, is that lucky people create They notice and they act upon chance opportunities in their lives. So yes, it is a total myth that things just happen by chance, because he argues actually that very little in life is actually chance. He claims it's only 10% that is truly random. And he says the rest and remaining 90% is actually defined by the way we think and behave.
And, you know, if I just had to repeat what you said, Treya, basically first that you're saying that luck in love, or that love happens just by chance or randomly, is a myth, that we need to give ourselves the power. Because really, when we say something is luck or due to luck, we're giving away that power. And you're saying we should be proactive. We should take that power back. And that really what you do in your coaching is tell people to create, to notice, and to act on opportunities.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
Yes,
oh, good.
You got it.
I love it, because really, I hear that all the time too, Treya. You know, people talking about, well, I'm just going to wait. And if I was meant to be in love or find a partner, it will just happen. And really, that's giving away so much power and action that we all have. And we have the ability to create ourselves. And so I like the idea to take that back and figure out how we can be lucky, and we can play a role in that finding love or improving a relationship. And so I'd like to know some of the strategies then for anyone to have that luck, to create, notice, and act. What do you tell clients? What do you tell people, Treya?
Yeah, well, one of the first keys is actually, well, so, you know, just going back to before that, is that when I come across a lot of singles that are actually not even meeting anyone. Mm-hmm. And I always tell them, like, if your goal and you're really motivated is to find really that great partner with whom you can build that fantastic, happy, lasting relationship, and you're not dating and you're not even meeting any men, then, you know, you can dream all you want and hope all you want. And some people have been doing manifesting and visualizing. A lot of people pray very hard to meet, you know, the right person, but unless they really do and take action, nothing is going to change. So it requires action. So I want all my clients to live an active life, a life that is happy and fulfilling, doing things that they enjoy and that make them happy, so that they feel happy and fulfilled, but that at the same time offers opportunities to meet people of the opposite sex. Because sometimes I have people contact me and they say, well, Treya, I don't understand it. I live a very active life, but I'm not meeting anyone. And then I say, well, you know, what do you do? And then I find, for example, if it's a woman, that, well, she's doing yoga and meditation and Pilates and the Women's Book Club and the Women's Professional Network. And so they actually live a very full, active life, but their life, those activities don't create any opportunities to meet people of the opposite sex. So they have to pursue an active life that offers opportunities to meet men or women, whoever you're looking for.
And what might that be? So if I'm a listener and I am doing yoga and meditation, and you're saying I don't have those opportunities, what might you suggest for me?
Well, first of all, I also believe that we can meet someone anywhere, anytime, and that I also urge people to be open 24/7 for those opportunities, and not only, you know, 3 hours a week when you're at your sports class or when you're going twice a week to a social event. Actually, the moment you step out your door, you could potentially meet someone.
I like that.
People
even if you're going to the grocery store, or even if you're on a bus,
absolutely,
be open to that as well. There might be people there that you could meet.
Yes. So, but in terms of activities, there's so many different things depending on what you like and enjoy doing and what. Yeah, because if you don't enjoy it, so if you force yourself to go to certain things just because you think you will be able to meet someone there, then it's not sustainable in the long run. So you will go twice and then you'll hate it, so you won't go back. So it needs to be something you enjoy. So if you like dancing, then, you know, take some salsa classes or some dance classes, go to some professional networks, a wine bar, a wine tasting. There's so many different things that you can do. And there's so many, if you check online the agendas of what's going on in your local town or in a nearby town, if you want, you can be out every night. So there are plenty of opportunities to be out.
I like that, Trey. And especially, I should say, your point about doing things that you like and love and being active and enjoying your life is so important, because we know studies show that if you are optimistic and positive, when you are creating those opportunities, as you said, you're going to be more attractive to others, because we are attracted to people who are happy and enjoying their life and look positive. So
absolutely.
I love that comment as well. Yeah. Okay, so action.
Yes, and another important thing is that people actually need to relax, slow down, and be more present in the moment. That is very important, because especially the type of clients that I work with, they are, well, let's call them busy professionals. They tend, I hate to use the word busy, but they have very full lives, like all of us. Let's face it. Mm-hmm. But if we're constantly, you know, hurried, stressed, or preoccupied with things that we need to do and need to organize for this afternoon or tomorrow, then, you know, we are not in the moment, and we will not notice potential opportunities that are near to us. So we will not notice, you know, we'll walk right past a man or a woman who could have been a great partner for us, but we won't even see them. So this slowing down and being present in the moment is very important. So it also means not being, you know, constantly with your earphones in and engaged on your smartphone, but actually looking up, engaging with your environment, making eye contact, smiling. That is also very important, to give chance a chance.
That's such a good strategy, Trey. I walk across campus at the university, and all of these students are looking at their phones, and they have their, you know, earbuds on, and they're not looking to the people around them. Not only are they not conscious of them, but like you said, they don't even notice that they are in this huge university setting with tons of possible single others.
Absolutely.
And so it's so important to slow down. Excellent strategy. Any other strategies that you would tell people as well?
Yeah, well, what I work on with my coaching clients is actually also to prepare their minds for potential chance encounters. Mm-hmm. So, because if you prepare yourself for certain things, then you will first of all be able to recognize when that situation happens, and you think, aha, this is happening. And then you have already thought about it, and so you are much more likely to pull off a certain behavior when you've prepared for it than when it sort of, you know, how do we say that? It happens like, whoa, and before you realize it, the opportunity is gone.
So how might I prepare? What would I do ahead of time?
Well, think of potential scenarios. So for example, okay, if I go to the grocery store, I need to run to the grocery store. What if there is someone in the, you know, wine section? You know, what could I potentially ask? Or what if I'm standing in line at the grocery store and somebody asks me a question? So it is also like when we prepare for those type of situations, we're much better able to recognize them. So to create those opportunities, to recognize when this is happening, and then also act upon them appropriately. So when you are, for example, a woman and you're sitting somewhere in a coffee shop and a gentleman comes up and he says, oh, excuse me, would you happen to know where I can find, a nice bookstore around here? So instead of just saying, no, I don't, when you have prepared for this type of situations to happen, these chance encounters, then you think, aha, you know, this is a chance encounter. So instead of just sort of brushing someone off and just with a yes or no and goodbye, you can actually think, you know, what could I say and how can I engage and try to see if I can build a conversation.
Exactly. Now, I love that idea, by the way, rehearsing, practicing, writing down questions, imagining what the situation would be. So, Treya, we only have a few minutes left. I know. It goes by so quickly, doesn't it?
It does.
I want to repeat to listeners, create opportunities, relax and slow down, and then prepare your mind for encounters. I just want to ask you, because I know a lot of listeners have experienced a difficult divorce or breakup. What do you tell clients or people then about how to let go of some of that anger and resentment to be fully present and create the opportunities, or even the sadness at the loss of that relationship? Can you give us we only have 2 minutes left, a few ideas about what I might do if that's my situation?
Yes. So the first thing before I do anything else with clients is actually work on being the right partner. And that part is, you know, about self-love and about, you know, clearing any emotional baggage so that you don't carry that along with you. So that is really an important step. And if people have, you know, just gone through a difficult divorce, then I would say reach out and get support and, you know, just work with an expert who can help you, get ready, get to a good starting point. Because unless you address that first issue, being the right partner, so the upfront work, so basically setting yourself up for success, then you cannot really find and choose the right partner. So always start with, you know, taking one step back and focusing inward on yourself first before you look out for your partner.
Very good advice, Treya. Very good advice. You have to love yourself. You have to be a good partner and you have to be ready for a relationship.
Absolutely.
Before you can create and relax and prepare.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us, Treya. I loved talking to you as always. So thank you for taking the time to share your expertise and advice with all of us.
It was a real pleasure.
And again, listeners, if you want more information about Treya Timmons or her company called Success Match, go to successmatch.ch. She also has a blog on her website and good dating strategies as well. And as always, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. I'm here to help all your relationships, including the one with yourself, be the best they can be. My personal website is drterry.com. thelovedoctor.com, where I provide you with science-based relationship advice that's easy to understand and include in your life. So listeners, until next time, here's to your healthy, happy relationships.